The arrivals hall at Vienna Airport was so quiet that Lorna had no difficulty picking her out, even though they had never met before. She had short brown hair and a boyish figure and brown eyes that lit up when Lorna peeped out from behind her gigantic instrument case and said, "Suzanne Wright." "Hello," Suzanne answered, stringing out the word in a sing-song way, and then, after a moment's hesitation, she drew Lorna into a welcoming hug. "We're still allowed to do this, aren't we?" "Of course we are. I'm so excited you're here at last." "Me too," said Lorna automatically, but it was true. "Good flight?" "Fine, not too busy." "I've brought my car." She looked with sudden apprehension at the gleaming black flight case that contained Lorna's double bass and said, "I hope it's big enough." Outside it felt almost cold enough to snow, and the street lights cast sparse coronas of amber across the night air. As they walked to the car park, Suzanne asked more questions about the flight. Did they check your temperature at the airport? Asked Lorna if she was hungry, she wasn't, and explained some things about the arrangements for the next few days. Lorna and Mark would be staying in the same hotel, but he was flying in from Edinburgh and wouldn't arrive in Vienna until tomorrow morning. Their gig would start around 9 in the evening, and the next day they would take the train to Munich. "I can't come with you to the concerts in Germany," she said, "much as I would like to. The label just doesn't have the budget to pay for my travel. We're doing everything on a shoestring, which is why you're being picked up in this and not a stretch limo." She was talking about her own car, a 10-year-old Volvo estate covered with scratches and dents, which did not inspire Lorna with confidence. Nevertheless, it certainly seemed big enough for the job in hand.